It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Well, good afternoon and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull with you on WCDO this afternoon and WCDOsports.com. It's time now for our Chambers and O'Hara pregame show as we come to you live from SRC Arena. We're up in Syracuse today from Onondaga College. This is a beautiful facility here in Syracuse as we have the New York State Boys Class C quarterfinals with the Section 4 champion Unadilla Valley Storm taking on the Section 3 champion, the Tully Black Knights. Set to be a great game here this afternoon between the Knights and the Storm. Set to be a fun one, as I was really kind of hoping from our local perspective that Cooperstown would be here to take on Unadilla Valley, but Cooperstown falling by 1 point to the Tully Black Knights here at SRC Arena. Or actually, that game was at the Carrier Dome last week. So Tully advancing with a 1 point victory over Cooperstown. And of course, the Cinderella of Section 4, the seventh seed, Unadilla Valley Boys, doing a fantastic job by moving on throughout the Section 4 Class C tournament and really doing a great job to get the job done as the seventh seed, knocking off the four seed, Tioga, in the championship game. Want to welcome everybody into the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. They wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in today's game. We'll take a quick break here on the pregame show. We'll be right back. Tully and Unadilla Valley coming up on CDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle to get you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit chambersohara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, or call 563-4311, or visit online at chambersohara.com.
If you heat with oil, here's great news from Rabideau Energy Products. Our Cash for Clunkers program replaces old fuel oil tanks with brand new ones. Just trade in that old tank. You'll receive a $250 credit and the use of a Gremlin tank monitor. Using Wi-Fi and a smartphone, the Gremlin system lets you monitor fuel oil levels right from your phone. Cash in your clunker now. Call Rabideau at 1-855-Rabideau.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull with you this afternoon on WCDO. Again, live from SRC Arena, beautiful facility here at Onondaga Community College. The champion of Section 4, UV, taking on the champion of Section 3, the Tully Black Knights. Set to be a fun game here this afternoon. Tully was the 5 seed in their sectional bracket. UV was the 7 seed, so a couple of great upset stories making it here to the state tournament. So it should be a fun one here today between Tully and Unadilla Valley. Of course, UV is led by Andrew Jackson, their superstar junior guard. He's going to have his hands full today, as I'm sure Tully is going to throw a little bit of everything at him here this afternoon, as any scouting report, I'm sure, is going to say, hey, Andrew Jackson is the guy you need to stop. But the most impressive thing I think I've seen about UV recently is everybody else around him has been stepping up. When you talk about Caleb Parker coming off the bench big against Tioga in the sectional finals, I thought Cameron Osborne, just a freshman, doing a fantastic job starting against Tioga and has really been key here, just doing the little things, rebounds, assists, steals, you name it, he's been doing it. Of course, Dante Dye, and the other start is with Levi Reifenberg and Wyatt Gray. I think Wyatt Gray has really taken his game to a new level here during the postseason, and that starts with that contest against Union Springs back in the Section 4 Class C quarterfinals. He steps up, he scores 20 points, helps UV knock off the 2 seed in the Section 4 tournament, and it's just been contributions like that that has not allowed this team to go down. I mean, going into the bracket, UV thought that they were an underdog, but that they could play with a lot of these teams. They had a very challenging schedule, and they thought that they were battle-tested and ready to go. And going back to talking with head coach Matt Osborne, he said, you know, it was really that loss by a point to Delhi in the MAC boys semifinals that really got this team going. He said that loss really made us mad, really kind of pissed us off, to be honest. And since then, they've played really, really good basketball, and it just kind of lit a fire under them and got them going. So the UV boys, since that loss to Delhi, have really been playing some big-time basketball. But they'll have their hands full here today. Tully is a very talented team, and they have some size on the inside, plus some guards who can shoot the basketball. But inside, they're going to have to deal with a big-time player in the center, as Tully brings a 6'7" center to the center stage here today. And he's a guy who battled with Owen Kennedy from Cooperstown a week ago, and he's a guy that Levi Reifenberg, Andrew Jackson, Wyatt Gray, they're going to have to keep him off the boards. That's going to be key here this afternoon, is really watching the glass. They can't let Tully get second-chance opportunities if they're going to have a chance to take down the Tully Black Knights here today. And, of course, the big guy's name in the middle is Joe Crawford. I'd say he's about 6'6", 6'7". He's listed as 6'9" in the program, but that might be a little generous. But he's tall, he's lanky, he's going to alter shots. UV's going to have to be prepared for him today. Just a quick update. The Delhi girls are playing in the Class D girls regional. That game is down in Newburgh today, and at the half, Delhi is on top of Section 9 champion Eldred, 26-13, so we'll make sure we keep you updated on that contest as well. That game started at, that game started at 2 o'clock down in Newburgh at Mount St. Mary College. So we'll keep you updated on that. Delhi with a nice lead, 26-13 at the break there in the Class D quarterfinals. The winner there will move on, of course, to the Final Four for Class D. Exciting afternoon as this game's going to tip off at 3 o'clock, and then right after this, it's the BG girls in the New York State Class C quarterfinals taking on Syracuse Academy of Science. So we'll have both games for you on WCDO. It's going to be a lot of fun. Again, it's the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. They do so much for us. Can't appreciate Cork enough. He does such a fantastic job in recognizing all our local athletes, whether it's the pregame show for football, for basketball, any other sports that we're doing, some local awards that he sponsors. Cork is truly a great guy. So please go over to Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney for all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department. We're going to pause for the national anthem. When we come back, we'll kick things off between UV and Tully on WCDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to WasteRecovery.com.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Law with you on WCDO. Let's get you through the starting lineup. First for Tully, the champions of Section 3, with head coach Ryan Dando. They will start with, junior number 3, Jake Edinger. Junior number 4, Tyler Edinger. Senior number 10, Colin Swan. Senior number 11, Joe Crawford. As well as senior number 22, Dante Catino. On the other side for Unadilla Valley and head coach Matt Osborne, who we will hear from at halftime today, during our Morabito Energy Product Halftime Report, junior number 1, Andrew Jackson, a senior number 2, Dante Dye, a junior number 13, Levi Reifenberg, a junior number 22, Wyatt Gray, and a freshman number 24, Cameron Osborne. Several special sponsors are helping us today as we are covering Delhi, we're covering Unadilla Valley, and BG. So we're going to recognize those special sponsors. A huge thank you to them, and we will recognize them throughout today's broadcast. They include Rose's Pizzeria and Restaurant in Bainbridge, O'Connor Hospital in Delhi, Lang Trucking of Guilford, VIP Payroll and Tax Service of Bainbridge, Ferguson's Tire and Auto of Guilford, Neighbors Insurance in Sydney, AO Fox Tritown Campus in Sydney, as well as Zool Realty in Guilford. Those are just some of our special sponsors here this afternoon. We're going to get you set here for the tip-off between Tully and Unadilla Valley. UV Storm will go left to right on your radio dial. They are in the black uniforms with the purple and the white trim. And Tully will be in the home white uniforms. They are technically the home team today with the black and the red trim. Says Tully across the front of the uniform there for the Tully Black Knights. Here we go. Reifenberg will jump it up for Unadilla Valley, and we are underway. Tully will win the opening tip right to Dante Catino. Looks to take it to the rim. It's off the mark, and a rebound for Unadilla Valley. Back up the floor they come with Dante Dye. We'll settle in here. Live from SRC Arena in Syracuse. Dante Dye straight away. Three-pointer, got it. Dante Dye with a big-time three to start things off here for UV, and that'll get the crowd pretty excited as they were standing for the first basket, and they're able to sit and settle in now. With 7:35 to go in the first quarter, it's a 3-0 lead for Unadilla Valley over Tully. Top of the key here for the Tully Black Knights. This is Jake Edinger. Pull-up jumper from the foul line is good for Edinger. He gets it to go. Quick update on Delhi. They are leading 32-14 midway through the third quarter. So the Delhi girls continuing to lead in their game against Eldred. That game is down in Newburgh today. Unadilla Valley 3, Tully 2. We're a minute into the contest here live from SRC Arena on the campus of Onondaga Community College. Here's Jackson. He's double-teamed left side. And he goes far side for Wyatt Gray. A pull-up jumper for Gray off the back of the rim. Rebound loose on the floor, out of bounds. And it's going to go back to Tully. With 6:55 to go in the first quarter. Thanks for joining me. I'm Nate Lowe. The score 3-2. Unadilla Valley on top of Tully in the early going of the New York State Class C Boys quarterfinal, Section 3 versus Section 4 this afternoon. Across the midcourt timeline here is Edinger. Edinger with a little dribble drive right side off the glass. Can't get it to go. Wyatt Gray with a rebound for UV. Outlet pass to Dante Dye. He streaks down the left side of the floor. Dye for Jackson on the right side. Pull up for three. Left it short. Ball is loose on the floor, scooped up by Tyler Edinger for Tully into the hands of Jake Edinger, and back up the floor they come. Pass down low and a wide-open look for Joe Crawford, and the 6'7" big man had nobody around him, and he's able to finish. Tully leads 4-3 with 6:15 to go in the first quarter. Here is Dye on the right side of the floor directing traffic. Tully has come out in a 2-3 zone trying to use some of their length on those guards to disrupt the UV passing lane. Dye at the top of the key. Goes to the high post for Reifenberg. Lost it. It was a pass down by his ankles. Ball comes loose and Tully comes away. With 2 minutes gone in the first quarter, it's Tully 4 and Unadilla Valley 3. Crossing the midcourt timeline, here is Jake Ettinger for the Tully Black Knights. They go to the far side for Dante Catino. Catino back for Jake Ettinger, right side as Tully goes right to left. Back to the top of the key for Tyler Ettinger. Dribble drive left side, pulls it back out, finds Jake for a straightaway three. Left it short, out of bounds. Desperate save there by the big man Joe Crawford, but had his foot on the line. And so UV will get the ball back. So we'll hear from UV boys head coach Matt Osborne at the halftime break. But in chatting with him this week, he said we have to make sure that we keep those guys outside and not able to take the shots that they want. They love to get inside and take that little 15-foot jumper. We got to keep them on the perimeter. 5.5 to go first quarter. Jackson is fouled at midcourt, so this will be our first foul on Tully this afternoon. Foul will be on Dante Catino. So it's Tully 4 and UV 3 with 5:25 to go in the first quarter. Here's Jackson, splits the defense, pulls up for a little runner in the lane. That's off the mark. Rebound for Catino and an outlet pass ahead here for Colin Swan. Swan back down the floor for Ettinger. He tries to take it to the rim, blocked out of bounds by Wyatt Gray of UV, and it'll stay with Tully. With 5:15 to go first quarter, it's Tully 4 and UV 3. Both teams kind of feeling each other out to get things started here from SRC Arena, live in Syracuse. We're happy to have you along today for this quarterfinal battle. We're into the state tournament now, and UV is our Class D representative. UV steals the inbound pass, long shot ahead for Jackson, for Levi Reifenberg now on the rebound, tipped out of bounds, two misses there from UV, and it stays with the Storm, last touch by Tully. Two-on-one opportunity there that UV couldn't finish. So it's Tully 4 and UV 3 with 5:05 to go in the first quarter. So here's Wyatt Gray on the inbounds pass, looking for options, goes to the top of the key for Dante Dye. He quickly checks with head coach Matt Osborne, to the high post for Reifenberg, down low for Cameron Osborne, got lost in traffic, lost control of the ball, and Tully comes away quickly. Left side of the floor for Swan. Swan to the right side for Ettinger. His three ball is off the mark. Out of bounds, and it goes back to UV with 4:50 to go in the first quarter. Timeout is taken here by Unadilla Valley. They want to talk about their defense, I believe. With 4:50 to go, first quarter, it's Tully 4, UV 3. We'll be right back on CDO.
Hi, this is Mike Lang from Sydney Auto Body. My wife, Lori, and I are honored to have the opportunity to continue Sydney Auto Body's proud tradition of exceptional service for the Tri-Town area and beyond. After 26 years of working closely with the Thomas family, I am confident you will experience the same honest, dependable service you're accustomed to. Nobody takes more pride in their work, and no vehicles leave our shop until it's thoroughly inspected. Quality work from experienced professionals, that's Sydney Auto Body at 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney. If you're in need of our services, stop by or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Tully leading Unadilla Valley 4-3. Here's a Delhi girls update for you. Delhi leading Eldred 33-14 with 3:50 to go in the third quarter in that game down in Newburgh today. So we'll keep an eye on that. 4:40 to go, first quarter here as the UV boys will go to the right side as they have the basketball. Here's Wyatt Gray. Tries an interior pass for Osborne. Knocked out of bounds by Tully. It will stay with UV. Looks like the early game plan is to try to get the ball inside, maybe try to get the big guy for Tully in trouble. That's Joe Crawford standing at about 6'7". So far, though, UV's had a real hard time with the entry passes. This long length of the Tully guard is giving them some trouble. Here's Jackson on the right side of the floor. Back across for Dante Dye. Now Wyatt Gray, left side in front of the Tully bench. Thought about shooting, didn't pull the trigger. Now tries a dribble drive on the baseline. Takes it to the rim. That's off the mark. Levi Reifenberg with the rebound. Puts it up and in. Levi Reifenberg buries it, and UV retakes the lead 5-4 with 4:10 to go in the first quarter. Tully with the basketball. They try to pass down low for the big man, Joe Crawford. Tipped out of bounds by UV, and it'll stay with Tully. And you can see UV has worked on this all week. Just any entry pass in there, there's about two or three guys just looking to punch it free. 4:05 to go, first quarter. 5-4 is the score. UV on top of Tully. Entry pass to the left side of the floor. Tully into the corner, now to the high post for Crawford. Pull-up jumper for him is off the mark. Rebound loose. Catino after it for Tully. Couldn't get there. Osborne got there first for UV. Outlet pass to Jackson down the right side of the floor. Jackson with a little stutter step to the high post. Reifenberg pulls up, bang, got it. Levi Reifenberg buries his second straight shot, and UV leads 7-4 with 3:40 to go in the first quarter. Tully looks to get the ball to the high post here for Crawford. Down low, off the glass, left it short. Reifenberg, a rebound. Really had to come out of the land of the trees with that one, but pulled it down. Outlet pass ahead for Jackson, left side. UV leading 7-4. Jackson into the paint. He's fouled before he could get the shot off. Here's another Delhi update, 38-16, late in the third quarter. So the Lady Bulldogs looking to be in great shape there against Eldred, the champion of Section 9. 3:25 to go, first quarter, UV 7, Tully 4. Here's Dante Dye, right side of the floor, and a charge is called here against the UV Storm. Dante Dye just tried to come off a screen set there by Reifenberg and plowed right into Jake Edinger of Tully, and they whistle in for the foul. Here's our team foul situation. Tully with 2, UV with 1. That was the first foul this afternoon here on the Storm. Left side of the court here for Tully. Now back to the top of the key. Here's Edinger. Gets into the paint. Pull-up jumper is good. Nice shot there from Jake Edinger. He's able to put it home, and it's 7-6. Tully crawls back to within 1 with 2:55 to go in the first quarter. Here's Dante Dye at the top of the key. Dye looking around for different options here. Dye to the left side for Jackson. Jackson gets inside for Cameron Osborne directly in front of the Tully bench. Shot clock is down to 15. Dye resets the offense. Now hands one off Jackson. NBA 3 deep range off the front of the rim. No good. Ball is loose. Comes to Wyatt Gray. He's swatted out of there by the 6'7" Joe Crawford. Not like Wyatt Gray is small either. He's about 6'3", 6'4". UV holds on to possession though. With a fresh shot clock. Here's Jackson, right side of the floor. Jackson with a double team. Kicks into the corner for Reifenberg. The jumper is too strong. Rebound for Crawford of Tully. And with 2:15 to go in the first quarter, Crawford dribbles across midcourt, had his pocket kicked. And now ahead for Wyatt Gray. Gray tries to shoot one off, and Dante Catino says no and blocks it out of bounds. Ball will stay with UV. A dogfight back and forth here between the Storm and the Knights so far. 2:05 to go, first quarter. It's UV 7 and Tully 6. UV will look to get the ball in. They go to Gray, now to Dante Dye. Thought about a three on the right side, instead goes back for Gray, left side. Skips across the top of the zone for Jackson. He tried a little bounce pass right there to Levi Reifenberg. He wasn't ready. Tully comes away. Edinger quickly in transition finds Catino, who's a very well-built point guard. Down low for Crawford. Good spin move, and he buries it. Joe Crawford, his second basket of the contest. He now has 4 points, and it's Tully 8, UV 7, with a minute 40 to go, first quarter. Left side of the floor now for Jackson. Back to the top of the key for Dante Dye. Dye to the right side for Wyatt Gray. Gray back to the top of the key for Dye. Another straightaway three. Got it. Dante Dye with 6 points here in the first quarter. And Dye is starting to feel it a little bit. And it's UV 10, Tully 8, with a minute 20 to go first quarter. Top of the key here for Jake Edinger. Edinger with a dribble drive. Steps back. Now has to lean into the shot. Left it short. Rebound loose on the floor. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for it, and this is going to be a foul on the big man, Crawford. 6'7", they call him for over the back. Crawford pleading with the officials here, doesn't like the call, not going to help. So that could be huge for UV if they could get Crawford in foul trouble. Catino's going to go to the bench, as well as Swan here for Tully. So a minute 15 to go in the first quarter. It's UV 10, Tully 8. Nate Law with you this afternoon on WCDO. Some special sponsors to recognize include Jim's Body and Collision of Guilford, New York Pizzeria of New Berlin, and Taxmaster of Bainbridge and Afton, all special sponsors for today's coverage. Here's Jackson, left side of the floor. Passes one down low for Osborne. Turnaround shot, left is short. It was altered there by Crawford, who was right in his grill. Quickly back up the floor for Tully. Little stutter step, Edinger in the paint. He's blocked, and it's picked up by Wyatt Gray, who got the loose ball on the head now for Jackson with 45 seconds to go first quarter. Jackson in the paint, lost control of it, and Tully will come away with the basketball, but they'll travel and give it right back to UV. Jake Edinger will get it back. Started up the floor for Tully, shuffled his feet, and so UV will get it back. Wyatt Gray on the far side of the floor will pass it into Andrew Jackson. Jackson is still scoreless here in the first quarter, but Unadilla Valley leads 10-8. 35 seconds to go, first period. Jackson now will give it away. Here's Edinger on a breakaway layup, and he puts it home. Little finger roll up over the rim. Jake Edinger with 6 points. And we're tied 10-10 with 25 seconds to go in the first quarter. Left side of the floor here for Wyatt Gray. UV with the shot clock off can play for the final shot of the quarter if they wish. Wyatt Gray gets into the paint. Pull-up jumper for Gray. No good. Rebound for Tully. They got 12 seconds to work with. Quickly ahead for Jake Ettinger. Bounce pass to the far side. Working it back out here for Evan Rapp. Rapp will get it to Crawford. Takes it down low. A lot of contact. No call. UV gets it back. They'll throw up a half-court shot that is short. And at the end of the first quarter, Tully and UV tied 10-10. We'll be right back with the start of the second quarter on CDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you on WCDO this afternoon. End of the third quarter, the Delhi girls leading 40-19 over Eldred. And so the Delhi girls are just 8 minutes away from booking a trip to the New York State Class D Final Four, so we'll keep you updated on that. 7:55 to go, second quarter. 10-10 to score here, live from SRC Arena in Syracuse at OCC, Onondaga Community College, this afternoon. Reifenberg back out for Gray. UV with the ball. They go to Jackson in the corner. Pull-up jumper for Jackson. It's good. Andrew Jackson with his first basket today, and it gives UV a 12-10 lead with 7:35 to go in the second quarter. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining us today on WCDO. Also, our web stream, WCDOsports.com, is brought to you by SFCU, a Sydney Federal Credit Union. It's all about you. Here's Ettinger, takes it to the basket, can't get the shot to go, and then we're going to have a foul on the rebound on Andrew Jackson as he was going for the box out. So with 7:23 to go, second quarter, 12-10 the score, UV on top of Tully. Dante Dye with 6 points so far for UV, Levi Reifenberg with four, Andrew Jackson with two. That's your scoring for UV. And the inbound pass for Tully is stolen away by Dante Dye. Two-on-one if they can hurry. Dye tries to thread the needle to Jackson. It's picked off and taken right back by Tully. Back up the floor for Ettinger. Crosses the midcourt timeline. Ettinger takes it down low for Crawford, and he's fouled. I think they're going to get the foul on Dye before Ettinger was able to dish it off. So with 7:10 to go in the second quarter, it's UV 12 and Tully 10. On the baseline, Tully will look to inbound the basketball. Tully's not afraid to go to the bench. We've seen a couple of different guys come in here so far this afternoon, including Thomas Morse. Evan Rapp has come in and out a few times, so they're not afraid to use a variety of different characters here today. Here's Jake Ettinger, left side corner on the inbound. Ettinger back to the top of the key will find Colin Swan. He takes it down low. His shot is out of bounds. Redirected there by Reifenberg, last touched by UV, stays with Tully. With exactly 7 minutes to go in the second quarter, it's UV 12 and Tully 10. So Tully in the white uniforms, the black and the red trim. They'll get it into Dante Catino. Catino back across for Ettinger, and he travels. Both teams still trying to settle in here in the opening round of the state tournament for Class C boys, Section 3 versus Section 4. Good crowd here from Tully and from UV. There is a ton of purple and yellow here this afternoon supporting the UV Storm. Here's Jackson in the paint. Jackson dishes back out left side for Wyatt Gray. Gets it back to Jackson. He takes a little floater in the lane. It's good. Andrew Jackson now with 4 points, and UV leads 14-10 with 6:40 to go in the second quarter. Quickly back the other way, Tully shoots and scores. A finger roll for Jake Ettinger as he goes coast to coast, just flew down the right wing like he was shot out of a rocket, and finishes it. So it's 14-12 with 6:25 to go, second quarter. To the high post for Reifenberg, stops, good, pump fake, gets the big man in the air and finishes it off. Reifenberg, excellent. Great work there, and UV leads 16-12 with 6:15 to go, second quarter. Here's Catino to the top of the key. Catino in the paint. Shot is off the mark. Rebound Reifenberg, and an outlet pass for Wyatt Gray. And quickly back up the floor they come.
Dante Dye finds Jackson on the right side, and he travels. Jackson got the ball, shuffled his feet, and maybe was just a little too anxious. And now a timeout's going to be taken here by Tully. With 6 minutes to go in the second quarter, it's UV 16, Tully 12. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's back room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. UV boys leading Tully 16-12 in the state quarterfinals. Live here in Syracuse this afternoon from Onondaga Community College. Delhi girls leading Eldred 40-19. That game is down in Newburgh as they hit the fourth quarter there. So we'll keep you updated. Shot here for Tully is missed, and Dante Dye with a rebound quickly back up the floor. Hands went off for Reifenberg. He takes it to the rim, and Levi Reifenberg is able to finish. Reifenberg with 8 points, and it's UV 18 and Tully 12. UV with their biggest lead of the game at 6 points. Right side of the floor now for Tully. They go for Ettinger to the top of the key. They'll reverse it back here for Jake Ettinger. Ettinger stops and goes to the high post for Catino. Catino with Osborne right in his face, and a foul here on Osborne on the floor as Catino just tried to muscle past him with 5:20 to go in the second quarter. Some other special sponsors for our coverage today include ACCO Brands of Sydney, SFCU, Bainbridge Coin Laundry, and McDowell and Walker with branches in Sydney, Afton, and Delhi. Tully will inbound the basketball. It's tipped, but it goes right to Catino. Back low for Crawford, puts it up and in, and he's fouled. The 6'7" big man for Tully is going to go to the line looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. Joe Crawford with 6 points. And that's going to be the second foul on Osborne. So just about 30 seconds ago, he didn't have any fouls, and then he picks up two in a very short time span as Tully tries to get back in this game. It's UV 18, Tully 14, 5:15 to go, second quarter. Crawford from the line, off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound for Tully, and a foul on Tully underneath. That's going to be on Catino. Catino's second, so we wonder here, will Tully take him out of the game? Big decision here for Ryan Dando, head coach for Tully. Looks like they're going to leave Catino in and roll the dice a little bit. UV 18, Tully 14. Nate Lull with you this afternoon on WCDO. We're glad to have you along on a snowy Saturday here in Syracuse. Here's Jackson down low, takes it to the rim. It's blocked by Crawford, out of bounds. No, it'll be saved by Ettinger, and Tully is off to the races as they go right to left. Jake Ettinger, left side of the floor, stops one to the three, but didn't pull the trigger. Goes to Catino. He takes it into the paint. Catino off the glass. No good. The finger roll was too strong. And Jackson with a rebound for UV. So the Storm leading by four, 18-14, with 4:40 to go in the second quarter. Left side of the floor here for Jackson. Jackson back for Dante Dye. A deep three for Dye is off the front of the rim. Reifenberg fighting for a rebound, but can't get it. And Tully back quickly in transition. Here's Swan, gets into the paint, and Dye is going to be whistled for a blocking foul here. No, it's going to be a charge. The official waited a long time to make that call. I didn't think Dye really had his feet set, and UV dodges the bullet there, and they get the ball back. Here's the team foul situation. Each team with five fouls so far, with 4.5 to go in the second quarter. It's UV 18, Tully 14. And Black Knights head coach Ryan Dando wanted an explanation on that, so he has a quick conference here with the Zebra crew. But UV gets the ball back after Tully has whistled for a charge with 4:20 to go in the second quarter. Here is Dye. Chest pass to the far side, doesn't matter. Intercepted by Catino, so Tully gets it right back, and they'll quickly bring it up the floor on the right side. Crossing the midcourt timeline with 4:10 to go, second quarter. It's 18-14, UV boys on top of Tully. Into the paint for Jake Ettinger, and he is fouled as he goes up for the shot. Who will this be on? It's going to be on Osborne or Jackson. Either way, this is trouble for UV. Foul's going to be on Jackson. That will be his second with 4:05 to go in the second quarter. Coach Osborne not even looking at his bench here. He just looks out onto the floor and almost sends a message here, it looks like, to Jackson, just saying, okay, you got to be smart. Do not pick up your third. So Jackson and Osborne, two starters with two fouls for UV. First shot from the line for Jake Edinger is up and good. He has nine. So 4:05 to go, second quarter. 18-15 to score. UV clinging to a three-point lead here over Tully in the New York State Class C boys quarterfinal. Second shot is off the back of the rim, and a rebound for Wyatt Gray of UV. They're quickly looking to run. Ahead now for Jackson. He takes it on the baseline. Jackson dishes it off for Reifenberg, and it's up and in. Great play there to run and gun down the floor. Reifenberg's got 10, and UV has a five-point lead, 20-15, with 3:50 to go in the second quarter. Right side of the floor here for Tully. This is Jake Edinger. Edinger for Swan, back to the left side, skips it across. Here for Tyler Edinger in the right side corner. He's double-teamed there, but gets out of it. Finds Jake Edinger, right side pull-up jumper is good as he just drifted into the paint and put it home. Jake Edinger with 11 points, and it's UV 20 and Tully 17. 3:25 to go, second quarter. Jackson to the top of the key now for Dante Dye. For Reifenberg, steps back out for Wyatt Gray. Silky jumper in the lane is too strong, out of bounds, stays with UV. With 3:15 to go, second quarter. Some other special sponsors we'd like to recognize today include the Egley Machine Company of Sydney, Assemblyman Cliff Crouch, Bob's Diner in Bainbridge, as well as Robinson Terrace of Stamford. 3:15 to go, second quarter. Again, the UV boys holding a three-point lead here in the state quarterfinals to get the ball in as they go left to right. Left side for Dante Dye. Down low for Wyatt Gray. Takes it to the rim, up and in for Wyatt Gray. Gray's first basket today, and UV leads 22-17 with 3 minutes to go, second quarter. Right back the other way for Swan. Misses it, but Crawford was there to put it in. Joe Crawford, the 6'7" big man, finishes it off, and it's 22-19. Quickly back up the floor for UV to the left side of the floor. Here for Dante Dye. Close game, really back and forth here between Tully and Unadilla Valley. Left side of the floor now to the high post for Reifenberg. Back out left side for Wyatt Gray. Pulls up for a three, got it. Wyatt Gray dials long distance, and he's got 5 points. It's UV 25 and Tully 19 with 2.5 to go in the second quarter. Right side of the floor now for Crawford. Every time Tully has had an answer, UV has answered back, and that's exactly how their sectional run has been the last couple of weeks. They've just found a way to get it done. Here's Crawford, the big man at the top of the key, three-point line extended. Tully directing traffic here with 10 seconds to go on the shot clock. They go to Swan, left side. Back out for Edinger, looking for an option. Here's a post block from behind by Jackson. UV comes away with the basketball with 2 minutes to go before the half. Back up the floor for Jackson. Dishes one out for Dye. Left side for a three. Too strong. Rebound loose on the floor. Picked up by Tully. Two on one if they can hurry. Here's Tyler Edinger. Takes it to the rim and buries it. Tyler Edinger finishes it off, and it's 25-21. With 1:40 to go, second quarter. The Storm of UV on top of Tully by four. Here in the state quarterfinal, Section 4 versus Section 3. Here's Dante Dye, down low for Reifenberg, hands it off and finishes. Reifenberg is just so good when you can get him that little mid-range jumper in the paint, and UV leads 27-21. And now a steal by Reifenberg right at half court, and UV comes away with it, crossing the big Onondaga O at midcourt. Dante Dye's going to slow it down, hit the brakes here for UV. They'll go to Jackson on the left side. Jackson, down for Wyatt Gray, hands it off still left wing. Now to the right wing for Dante Dye. Back out Jackson. Left side three ball. Oh, it was halfway down and then popped out. Went all the way around the cylinder twice and then came free. We're under a minute to go. Exactly 55 seconds left before the halftime break. That would have been a huge three there for Jackson. UV 27, Tully 21. Tully trying to cut into this lead right before the halftime break. They go for Jake Edinger right side in front of the UV bench. For Tyler Edinger. Back across for Swan left side. Swan in the paint. Down low for the big man on the left low block. Here's Crawford. Gets tied up and is fouled with 35 seconds to go before the halftime break. Who will this foul be on? This could be a big one. Oh, this is going to be on Jackson, his third. That's absolutely huge with 35 seconds to go. Just when you think he's going to get into the locker room and not pick up that third, he kind of gets a cheapy down on the left low block. That's a tough one. So 35 seconds to go, second quarter. Jackson now out of the game for a little bit of extra protection. The score, UV 27, Tully 21. Winner will advance to next weekend's New York State Class C Boys Final Four, which is at the arena for the second straight year. So, you know, if you're a Section 4 team, that's got to be one of your big-time goals because it's in your home section. to get to the arena in Binghamton for the Final Four if you're a boys team. The girls is still at Hudson Valley Community College. And so Crawford will head to the line for Tully. First shot is good. So Crawford, the big man, with 9 points so far here in the first half. He's played well, but I think UV has definitely made it hard on him. Crawford playing with just that one foul as well. I think part of the game plan was to go at him and try to get him in foul trouble. Second shot is good. He's got 10. It's 27-23 with 30 seconds to go in the second quarter. Here's Caleb Parker off the bench with Jackson with those three fouls sitting for the last 30 seconds. Here's Dante Dye, pulls up in the paint. His shot is short. Had a pretty good look at it, just wouldn't go down. Tully with a rebound. Quickly back up the floor. Shot clock is off. They can play for the final shot of the quarter with 15 seconds to go. UV 27, Tully 23. They'll work it around. Now for Edinger at the top of the key. Down to 5 seconds left. Edinger's going to have to make a move. Here's Jake. Gets into the paint. Now for Tyler Edinger in the corner for three. No good. Rebound loose on the floor. That's going to do it. Halftime score, UV 27 and Tully 23. We'll be back with the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Of course, you can save instantly right at the pump when you use your Marabito Rewards Plus card. See for yourself today. For more information, you can call 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. We'll take a small break. We'll come back. We'll hear from UV Boys head coach Matt Osborne, and then we'll bring it back here to SRC and get you the first half scoring summary from UV and Tully. Again, our halftime score, the UV Storm leading Tully 27-23 in the New York State Class C Boys Quarterfinals. We'll be right back on CDO.
If you heat with oil, here's great news from Marabito Energy Products. Our Cash for Clunkers program replaces old fuel oil tanks with brand new ones. Just trade in that old tank. You'll receive a $250 credit and the use of a Gremlin tank monitor. Using Wi-Fi and a smartphone, the Gremlin system lets you monitor fuel oil levels right from your phone. Cash in your clunker now. Call Marabito at 1-855-MARABITO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers & O'Hara Riverside in Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers & O'Hara, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Nate Lull here for WCDO Sports as we've moved on to the Boys Class C State Tournament. It's the state quarterfinals with Section 4 champion Unadilla Valley taking on Section 3 champion Tully. And we're joined by UV Boys head coach Matt Osborne. We know it's a busy week, Coach. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome anytime.
Before we talk about the state quarterfinals, let's go back to a great victory over Tioga, the Section 4 Class C championship game. You've had some time to digest it now, let it sink in. And how's it feel that you and the guys as a seventh seed have won the championship? It's great.
Yeah, it feels really good to be where we're at right now. The kids have played exceptionally well all year, and we've really started to put things together the last three or four games. And we've had some contribution from other players that hadn't stepped up earlier in the season.
Can you talk about the championship win over Tioga? It seems like you guys were really amped up, ready to go from the opening tip. You jump off to a big lead. You held it for a lot of the game. Tioga chips back, ties it up. But, you know, your guys just fought through adversity, and you end up winning by, you know, double digits. So it was a great victory, and you guys fought hard.
Yeah, we've gotten off to pretty good starts in most of the sectional games this year. And, you know, there's always going to be a lull. You know, there's always going to be the other team making a push or making a run at you. And we didn't lose our composure. We kept our composure. We stayed focused. We didn't emotionally really lose it. And I thought Andrew made a couple of great plays and defensively to get us on a fast break. And Caleb Parker came off the bench and made a big layup and handled the ball for us in some tight situations.
Yeah, speaking of Caleb Parker, hadn't been in the whole game and comes off the bench. Was it just something that you thought the team needed, a little spark, somebody new in there at that point? Did you see something specific? But he was ready to go, it seems.
Yeah, he sprained his ankle in the Union Springs game, and he hadn't practiced very well all week, so I was a little timid about putting him in there. Dante went down with a little head injury, hit to the nose, so he had to come out. So I knew Caleb was going to be the next guy off the bench, and he's been strong for us all year. He's hit some crucial three-pointers in other MAC games. Against Delhi, he hit one. Against Sydney, he hit one. So he's been in those situations before. I was impressed by how loose he was and how fast he got up and down the floor on that fast break.
We'll move on to the state tournament now as you prepare for Section 3 champion Tully. Coach, can you give us a little insight about what they'll bring to the table on Saturday?
Yeah, they've got some size inside. The Crawford kid is listed on their website as 6'9". I think he's probably about 6'6", 6'7". He's tall and lanky, so he's going to fill up the middle of the lane. And they have two guards that shoot pretty well from three, the Edinger, I believe they're cousins, Jake and Tyler. And then Dante Catino, he's a big body who hits the boards hard inside. So we're going to have to control those guys inside and make sure those two guards don't get too many open looks from three.
Is it interesting this week when you get to the state tournament, you have, you know, all week to prepare for an opponent? Is that something you like as a coach, X's and O's, you can really break it down and get into it? Or is it hard to keep the guys loose and focused for an entire week when you have a break like that?
Well, it's my first time being here, so I'm trying to get through it. We've had a couple light practices and a couple hard practices, and we've done a lot of watching film and just trying to improve on some things that we need to work on. The past couple of games, it's been all man-to-man, and now it's probably going to be back to them playing a 2-3 or 1-3-1 zone. So we're just working on things, trying to get better, tweaking some things, and talking about things that we can do to get open shots and to make open shots and try to keep them off the boards.
Last question here with UV Boys head coach Matt Osborne before the state quarterfinals against Tully. Coach, just one or two keys that you think could really be the difference in this game with, you know, you guys having a chance to move on to the state semis and possibly getting a win here.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is we've got to keep a body on Crawford and on Catino and not let them control the backboard. If Crawford gets it in the lane near the basket, he's probably going to score, being 6'6", 6'7". And those two guards, we've got to run them off the three-point line. I don't know if they're as good a player going to the basket as they are shooting spot-up threes. So we'll mix up our defenses a little bit and try to keep them off balance. But we've got to really box out those two guys so that they get one shot and done. And the past couple of games have been a little bit of foul trouble, so we've got to stay out of foul trouble and share the basketball and make open shots, and we have them.
Unadilla Valley Boys head coach Matt Osborne. Coach, thanks for the time. We'll see you on Saturday when you take on Tully in the state quarterfinals.
Thank you.
This is Nate Lowell. Stay tuned. We'll have more of the UV Boys taking on Tully here on WCDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Attention young adults, are you looking to take the next step in your life? Are you interested in serving your community and your country? The U.S. Air Force could be your answer. For a no-pressure interview, please contact Technical Sergeant Mark Baldenegro in Oneonta. His office is in the Clinton Plaza on Main Street. Please call for an appointment today, 432-6780. That's 432-6780. See what the U.S. Air Force can do for you. Not sure about enlisting? Talk to Sergeant Mark about community service opportunities in our area to get a feel for what the Air Force team is all about. Aim high with the U.S. Air Force. For a local, no-pressure interview, call 432-6780. That's 432-6780.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lowell with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union at SFCU. It's all about you. It's time now for the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Great hearing from UV Boys head coach Matt Osborne there during the break. Remember, you'll save instantly right at the pump when you use that Mirabito Rewards Plus card. Maybe you can use it on the way up here today, and you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself. You can call 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT for more details. I know we've gotten a lot of feedback that people coming up for the BG game are listening in the car on the way up until the signal fades out. Perhaps they got the phone out listening on the stream. And our halftime score is UV on top of Tully, 27-23. BG will be taking on Syracuse Academy of Science in the Class C girls quarterfinals coming up after this game. That tip will be at 5 o'clock. Here's our first half scoring summary. First for UV, Levi Reifenberg with a game-high 12 points so far. Dante Dye with 6. Andrew Jackson with 4. And Wyatt Gray with 5. If you're a UV fan, please note that Andrew Jackson has 3 fouls. We're going to have to be aware of that in the second half. And for Tully, 11 points for Jake Edinger, 10 for Joe Crawford, 2 for Tyler Edinger. So we just heard Coach Osborne say, Crawford and Edinger, those are a lot of the guys we have to stop. The one person that they really held in check in the first half I was impressed with was Dante Catino. He's a big physical guard, and they did a great job of shutting him down. We're going to keep it right here as we are ready for the start of the second half. Some other special sponsors we'd like to welcome and thank today, the DA Varsity Club of Delhi, NYCM Insurance of Edmiston, as well as Easy Fill Propane Pump Station in Bainbridge. Just the final score between Delhi and Eldred, the Delhi girls cruise in the New York State Class D quarterfinals with a 51-29 victory over Section 9 champion Eldred. So Delhi, the girls have punched their tickets to the New York State Final Four. That will be at Hudson Valley Community College next Saturday. So congratulations to the Lady Bulldogs. 12 points apiece for Olivia Waken, as well as Anna Post in that game for Delhi. Caitlin Finch chips in 9 points. So they go to Section 9 today. That game was down in Newburgh, and they get the job done. So congratulations to the Delhi girls. We'll get back underway here. UV boys leading Tully 27-23. We flip ends of the floor, so Tully now going left to right on your radio dial to start the second half, and they have possession. Left side of the floor now, four to the right side for Edinger. This is Tyler Edinger, finds Jake, pump fakes on a 3, gets into the paint, passes down low for Catino. Catino looking for options, skips back across, and out of bounds it goes. Catino tried to skip pass, and it was way too tall for Edinger, sails out of bounds. So Jackson will start the second half, both teams starting with their starting 5. Jackson playing with those 3 fouls, so he's going to have to be careful out there. Reminds me of Abby Selfridge for BG a week ago, as she was playing with 4 fouls for the whole fourth quarter for BG in their sectional final victory. Here's Wyatt Gray with a spot-up 3 in the left corner, and he buries it. Wyatt Gray with 8 points, and they just left him wide open, and he put it home. UV with their biggest lead of the game at 30-23, but right back. A floating jumper in the lane there for Tyler Edinger. Gets it to go, and it's 30-25. We're a minute into the third quarter here from SRC Arena at Onondaga Community College. Top of the key for Dante Dye. Left side for Wyatt Gray. Gray now back for Dye. Now for Gray. Baseline drive. Takes it right into the teeth of the defense, and he's swatted out of there by Crawford. Reifenberg gets it back. His little baby hook shot is no good. Catino with a rebound. Everybody wrestling and scrambling for it there with 6:50 to go in the third quarter. Cameron Osborne is down on the floor here after getting tied up with Catino. Osborne is really, I hope he's okay, as he's kind of rolling around in pain here. Head coach Matt Osborne losing his mind on the far side with the officials. Appears that Cameron's okay. Bounces back up. He kind of landed awkwardly there on his wrist. We'll hope he's okay. Matt Osborne is all the way out at the foul line here talking with the officials. This is, boy, he continues to push the edge here. Coach Osborne is never afraid to walk out on the floor here and have a word with the Zebra crew. He was literally out at the foul line talking with the officials. I mean, way outside of the coach's box. He's not afraid to do it. 6:50 to go, third quarter. He's going to stick up for his guys. I do admire that. UV leads 30-25. I think his pleading case here is that it was way after the play. Catino and Osborne were tied up. Cameron, that is, who was coach's son. And then Catino was kind of wrestling the ball, and Cameron went flying a little bit. So that was well after the whistle. So I think he's upset about that and wondering, maybe they have called a foul. Yes, they have. I believe they've called a foul here on Osborne. We're going to have to wait and see exactly what the call is. Originally, I thought maybe it was a jump ball. So the officials having a long talk about this with 6:50 to go in the third quarter. What really matters is the score is UV 30, Tully 25. So they have not given a foul here to Osborne. It's just a jump ball with possession going back here to Tully with 6:50 to go in the third quarter. So a tough physical battle today between Tully and UV, the boys' Class D New York State quarterfinals. live in Syracuse. Right side of the four for Edinger. Back for Swan on the far side. Now for Jake Edinger. For Swan, left wing again. Outside for Edinger. Pulls up for three and got it. Big time three-pointer there for Tully. And Jake Edinger is able to bury it. He's got 14. And it's back to a two-point game. 6:25 to go, third quarter. UV 30 and Tully 28. A great contest here today at OCC. Left side of the floor. UV hanging tough. They go to Jackson out of the right side. Step back for a three off the back of the rim. No good. Wyatt Gray with a rebound. Gray into the paint, and he's blocked out of there by the 6'7" Joe Crawford. Tully quickly in transition. Edinger takes it right to the rim. No, a charge. Dante Dye plants his feet in the floor, absorbs the contact, and that's the second one that he has taken today. Great job there by Dante Dye. With 6 minutes to go in the third, it's UV 30, Tully 28. Again, in case you're just joining us, the New York State Class C boys quarterfinals live in Syracuse. The Delhi girls have already advanced. They were playing in Newburgh today against Section 9 champion Eldred, and they won 51-29. The BG girls will be playing after this at 5 o'clock. Here's Levi Reifenberg at the foul line. Pull-up jumper, no good. Rebound Tully. 2-on-1 if they hurry. Edinger quickly in transition for Swan, who lays it up and in. Swan's able to put it home. His first basket of the afternoon. We're tied 30-30 with 5:40 to go in the third quarter. UV trying to keep this a tie ball game. They pass down low here for Cameron Osborne. Osborne now for Wyatt Gray. Gray on the right baseline. Kicks one back out for Jackson. Pass was too tall for him. Sailed out of bounds. It goes back to Tully with 5.5 to go. The 6'7" Crawford is just such a difference maker in there in terms of altering shots. UV's going to take a timeout. We're tied up 30-30. 5.5 to go in the third. We'll be back on CDO.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, folks. 5.5 to go, third quarter. UV and Tully are tied up at 30 apiece here in the New York State Class D boys quarterfinals. Great contest. A game of runs. Both sides have made some big-time runs. Here's Crawford down low for Tully at the right low block. The big man can't get it to go. Rebound by the smallest guy in the court, Dante Dye. Quickly back across the midcourt timeline. Dye puts on the brakes, feeds it left side for Wyatt Gray. Gray back for Dye, who has already hit 2 3-pointers today. He's been deadly. Gray steps in. A little 10-foot jumper is off the mark. Reifenberg tried to tip, and he was fouled, I believe, as he tried to put it back in. Shot won't go. Foul against Tully. With exactly 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Some special sponsors we'd like to recognize today include the UV Booster Club, Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sydney, Bainbridge Memorial Works, as well as Jess F. Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center, and Delaware National Bank of Delhi. Again, 5 minutes to go, third quarter. We're tied 30-30 between Tully and UV. The UV boys, who are the seventh seed in the Section 4 Class C tournament, playing great here in the quarterfinals. Back for Dante Dye. Left side spots up three off the back of the rim. Rebound for Tully. And the Knights will look to take the lead perhaps on this possession as they cross midcourt. They go left to right. Here's Edinger. Dribble drive to the right side. Picks it up. Goes for Swan back on the left side. Colin Swan will get it back to Jake Edinger. Takes it to the rim, blocked by Reifenberg. Good straight-up position. There's a scrum on the floor. Both teams wrestling and scrambling. And it looks like we could have a jump ball here with 4.5 to go in this third quarter. No, it'll be a foul on Dante Dye. They're saying he was late to the party there on that dog pile, and they call him for a reach-in. Here's our team foul situation. UV with 2 and Tully with 2. With 4.5 to go in the third quarter, and again, we're tied at 30 apiece. Tully will look to inbound the basketball. On the end line, they go to Crawford in the corner. Back up top, and Jackson almost got whistled for a foul there, but the officials let it go. He was going for a steal. Edinger for three, left side. No good. Jackson for a rebound. Boy, he got lucky and got away with that one. Jackson across the midcourt timeline. Jackson now will hand one off for Wyatt Gray. Chest pass Dante Dye in a tie ball game with 4:15 to go, third quarter. Left side, Jackson. Jackson into the high post for Levi Reifenberg, and he's fouled. As he went up for the right-handed layup, And again, we're tied 30-30. Reifenberg has done a great job inside. I'd say Reifenberg's about 6'2", 6'3", battling with the 6'7", Joe Crawford of Tully all afternoon, and he's giving him a real tussle. Again, the BG girls will be taking on Syracuse Academy of Science. That game is set to tip off at 5 o'clock. We'll have it right here on CDO, live from SRC Arena. Reifenberg to the line. First one is off the mark, and you need to have these down the stretch in a tight ball game. 4:10 to go, third quarter. Tully and UV tied at 30. Reifenberg will step to the line for his second shot. He's 0 for 1 so far on this trip. Delhi, or excuse me, UV led at the half 27-23. The Delhi girls, who I was just thinking about, winning their quarterfinal game earlier today, 51-29, to move on to the state final four. UV trying to join them there on the boys' side as Reifenberg gets his second shot. He's got 13 points. It's UV 31, Tully 30. The Storm clinging to a one-point lead. Here's Edinger, right side, gets into the paint, jump stop, pull-up jumper, got it. Tully is back in the lead for the first time since the first quarter. Jake Edinger with a game-high 16 points now for Tully. UV back the other way. Wyatt Gray, left side corner for three, too strong. Rebound for Osborne in the land of the trees. Had to bring it down to his ankles, though, to get control of it. And we'll have a whistle with 3:43 to go in the third. This looks like it's going to be a foul on Tully. Yes, it will. It will be a foul on Edinger. Jake Edinger, his second, team fourth. So Tully now with four fouls as a team, UV with two. Tully leading by one, 32-31, with 3:40 to go, third quarter. Underneath the basket for Gray. Now for Levi Reifenberg, pulls up and hits it. Reifenberg with 15. Boy, you give him, we said it in the first half, you give him that little 10-foot jumper, he's going to bury it all night. And UV takes the lead again, 33-32. Left side of the floor for Edinger. Tyler and Jake will work it into the corner now. Tully takes it to the rim. A reverse layup here for Evan Rapp is up and good. His first basket of the afternoon coming out of nowhere. And Tully leads 34-33 with 3:15 to go in the third. Here's Dye at the top of the key. Dye wants that three-pointer and buries it. Dante Dye, they've left him open three times up there, and he's made him pay every time. He's got 9 points. It's 36-34, a huge shot there for Dante. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. UV back in the lead by a deuce, 36-34. Left side of the floor for Tully. Now here's Edinger for a deep NBA three. Off the back of the rim. Too much spice on that one. Ball out of bounds. It'll stay with Tully. I thought that one might have hit the top of the backboard there as it went sky high. Looked like it skimmed something to change direction. Officials let it go. It went out of bounds as it came back to the floor, and Tully will hold on. Now they'll go to the foul line on the inbound play. They skip across for Catino. He takes it to the rim. Catino's up and under, reverse layup is good. Dante Catino, his first basket of the afternoon. And we're tied up 36 apiece with 2:30 to go, third quarter. Left side of the floor for Wyatt Gray as Unadilla Valley goes right to left. They're in the black uniforms, the purple trim, and they travel. Jackson on the right side. It's just not been his day. Only 4 points for Jackson, and he's playing with those three fouls. And now a timeout is taken here by UV. With 2.5 to go in the third, we're tied up at 36 apiece between Tully and Unadilla Valley. We'll be right back on CDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen & Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, folks. 2.5 to go in the third. We are tied 36-36 between Tully and Unadilla Valley. Nate Lowe with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Some special sponsors we'd like to recognize include Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi, the BG Booster Club, as well as Nana's Keepsakes, Flowers, and Gifts. of Bainbridge. Tully with the basketball at the top of the key. They go to Edinger. Into the corner now for Catino. Catino, right side baseline, no good. Gets his own rebound, but lost it out of bounds. And it's going to go back to UV. Some other special sponsors include Preferred Mutual Insurance Company of New Berlin, Shindello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, Floor Pool Janitorial Services of Bainbridge, as well as Chase Memorial Nursing Home, a part of Good Shepherd Communities in New Berlin. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. We're tied 36-36. Cameron Osborne with the ball for UV, and now it's taken away. He tried a chest pass to Dante Dye, telegraphed it until he stole it. Back up the floor here with Tyler Edinger. Edinger will dish one off here for Catino, who's trying to come alive, and now back to Jake Edinger, who has 16 points. He's been great here this afternoon. Edinger wants more. Jump stop in the lane, pull-up jumper, got it, fouled, count it, he's going to the line. Jake Edinger with 18 points. And he has just been fantastic. The junior guard here wearing number 3 for the Tully Knights. And Tully leads 38-36. Great support here for Tully. They're probably only about 10 miles from SRC Arena. If you come up I-81 today, you'll go right past the Tully exit. So really no excuse if you're a Tully fan. You've got to be here for this one today. Edinger going for the 3-point play. It's good. Shot is able to fall, and he's got 19. And it's 39-36. UV trailing by 3 late in the third quarter with a minute 30 to go. Right side of the floor for Dante Dye. Now to Andrew Jackson. Again, he only has 4 points so far today. It'll be a great time for him to get hot. Jackson into the corner for Wyatt Gray. Gray on the baseline tried to dish one off instead of taking the shot. It's taken away here by Tully. Quickly back up the floor. Edinger leaves one off for Swan. Down low, his shot is no good. Dished it off at the last minute for Evan Rapp, and he is fouled. Rapp will go to the line. See who the foul is on for Unadilla Valley. So right now you have Jackson with 3, Dye with 2, Levi Reifenberg with 3, and Osborne with 3. So that foul was on Reifenberg. Tully to the line. First shot is no good for Evan Rapp. Team foul situation. Each team with 4 fouls with a minute 15 to go third quarter. This should be a very exciting fourth quarter coming up. Tully trying to make this a two-possession game with Rapp at the line. His second shot is good. Evan Rapp now with 3 points, and Tully leads Unadilla Valley 40-36 late in the third quarter. Across the midcourt timeline, here's Dante Dye. Dye at the top of the key, chest pass Wyatt Gray. This would be a big possession for UV to get a bucket. Here's Dye on the right side. He goes for Andrew Jackson. Jackson skips one back across for Wyatt Gray. Gray leaves one for Dye. We're under a minute to go in the third. And now Dye with a pass, and it's taken away here. Edinger tries to take it to the rim and gets it to go. Tyler Edinger on the breakaway layup. Jackson couldn't get back in time, and Tully leads 42-36. 45 seconds to go in the third. Here's Jackson. Straightaway three, no good. Wyatt Gray with a rebound. Gray lost control of it after he brought it down, and Tully will take it away. Things unraveling here late in the third for the Storm. Ahead for Catino. He takes it to the rim and finishes. Dante Catino with 4 points. And a timeout is taken here by Tully with 27 seconds to go in the third. It's Tully 44, UV 36. The Storm need to regroup. We'll be right back on CDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. 3 generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, folks. 27 seconds to go in the third quarter. Tully with a big burst. They now lead 44-36 over Unadilla Valley in the New York State Class C Boys quarterfinals. Live here from SRC Arena, live at Onondaga Community College. Delhi girls won their game earlier today over Section 9 champion Eldred, 51-29. So the Delhi girls moving on to the Final Four. Left side of the floor now for Wyatt Gray. Into the corner for Levi Reifenberg. Threw his hands and out of bounds. Things just not clicking right now for UV after they had a four-point lead at halftime, 27-23. They now trail 44-36 with 15 seconds to go third quarter, and Tully can play for the final shot. Game clock is down to 10 seconds. Shot clock is off. At the top of the key, here's Edinger. Edinger with 19 points so far this afternoon. Won't take the last shot, though. Time is going to run out. I don't think Tully realized how quickly that clock was ticking down. And the fourth quarter coming up with the score, Tully 44, UV 36. I'm Nate Lowell. We'll be back on CDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
The UV boys find themselves down 44-36 as we start the fourth quarter here on WCDO, live from SRC Arena at Onondaga Community College in Syracuse. 8 minutes to save their season. Here's Dante Dye on the right side of the floor, back for Wyatt Gray. As again, UV trails Tully 44-36. Top of the key now for Wyatt Gray. Gray for Jackson. Left side, spot up three. Off the side of the rim, rebound for Dante Catino. Jackson with only 4 points today. They have been all over him on defense, and it just hasn't fallen. Some of those shots that he normally makes haven't gone down. Here's Catino as Tully brings it into their own offensive end of the floor. Had it stripped by Jackson. He's back quickly up the floor for Wyatt Gray. Gray at the top of the key. We'll leave one for Reifenberg. Now for Jackson. Takes it right to the rim and lays it in. Andrew Jackson, you need him to get hot to get back in this game. It's not impossible, as now that you trail 44-38 and a lot of time left. 7 minutes in any game is a lot of time. Tully with the basketball going left to right. They go into the corner here for Rapp. Evan Rapp with the basketball, now leaving one off for Tyler Edinger. In the paint for the big guy, Joe Crawford, brought it down low, lost control of it, but right into the hands of Jake Edinger. He has 19 points. Pull up jumper, no good. Jackson a rebound. Possession by possession here for the Storm. Back up for Wyatt Gray. Gray leaves it for Jackson. Is this his time to take over? Goes for Reifenberg in the corner. Reifenberg dishes far side. Dante Dye for a three for Dye. Won't go down. Pop three and a rebound for Catino of Tully. Quickly ahead. It's taken right back by Wyatt Gray. He stole it at midcourt. And ahead now for Jackson. UV still has life with 6:25 to go, fourth quarter. Right side of the floor. Here for Dante Dye. Now for Jackson. Jackson to the foul line. Tried to dish it down low. Crawford was too long. Stuck his forearm in there and took it away. 6:15 to go, fourth quarter. It's Tully 44, UV 38. The last sectional title was by New Berlin in school history before it was Unadilla Valley when they merged in the mid-90s. So it's been a long time since a team from New Berlin or South New Berlin has been here. Pull-up jumper now for Tully. That's off the mark. Catino with a rebound. Couldn't save it. And out of bounds it goes. Back to UV with 5:55 to go, fourth quarter. It's Tully 44, UV 38. Again, that team in New Berlin, 1988, was the last time a team from one of these two towns, from New Berlin or South New Berlin, won a sectional championship. So it's been a long time, and it's been a fun ride here for UV. They're trying to extend it for another week. With 5:45 to go in the fourth quarter, there is Jackson in the corner. Jackson back out for Dante Dye. Dye for Wyatt Gray. Gray back for Dye, holding on to it here. Take it down low here for Cameron Osborne. The spot-up jumper goes down for Osborne. He gets it to go, the freshman. His first basket of the afternoon with 5:25 to go in the fourth quarter. It's Tully 44 and UV 40. Tully with the basketball at the top of the key. They go to the left side. Back to a four-point game. Just when it looked like Tully was going to pull away, UV will go quietly. They go for Jake Ettinger. Ettinger has his pocket picked here by Wyatt Gray. Gray back across midcourt, and now they'll slow it down. UV trying to slowly chip back into this game with 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Gray. Gets to the foul line. Kicks it out for Jackson. Left side three. Too strong. Off the back of the rim and a rebound for Tully. Boy, everybody in the UV cheering section holding their breath as that three ball went up. Great game here this afternoon. It's a four-point ball game. Tully's going to take a timeout. Tully 44, UV 40 with 4:45 to go in the fourth quarter. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
4:45 to go, fourth quarter. Tully 44, Unadilla Valley 40. UV led by four, 27-23 at the half, but a big third quarter run by Tully put them ahead, and now UV trying to crawl back into it here. 44-40 is the score with 4:40 to go here in the fourth quarter. Tully with the basketball going left to right. They'll work it around in front of their own bench. Now they have it back up for Jake Ettinger at midcourt. He's got a game-high 19 points. They try to go to the high post, stolen away by Jackson. Jackson quickly in transition. Trying to find his way through the defense. Jackson has it blocked there by the big man, Joe Crawford. Tully quickly back in transition to midcourt. Here's Dante Catino. Looked like Catino got away with a double dribble in traffic there. The officials didn't see it. And they'll go to the high post now for Crawford. Tully still with the basketball. Crawford can't get it to go, but he's fouled. Dye tried to get the charge there. Won't get it. He'll get whistled for a blocking foul. Here's our team foul situation. UV with five. Tully with four. 4:10 to go in the fourth quarter. It's Tully 44 and UV 40. And Crawford will step to the line late in this ballgame. It's been a great game here between UV and Tully. Crawford has been quiet in the second half. He had these 10 points at halftime. But, boy, he just does a lot of everything on the inside, altering shots, rebounds, you name it. As he gets the first foul shot to go, he's got 11. And just every time UV's going to take it to the rim, and UV's got some big guys between Jackson, Gray, and Reifenberg, they are met by a wall in there of Crawford. Second shot for Crawford, rims out, rebound for Reifenberg. And UV will quickly bring it back up the floor. With 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, UV trailing by five, 45-40. Here is Wyatt Gray, gets to the high post, now back out for Dante Dye. Dye to the left side, dribbling around, looking for options, now back across for Andrew Jackson. Jackson with 6 points this afternoon, looking for more, spots up for three, left it short, an air ball out of bounds, and it goes back to Tully with 3:45 to go in the fourth quarter. It was a good-looking shot. That's the shot you wanted to have. It just won't go down. It's the kind of day it's been for Jackson. 3:40 to go, fourth quarter. Tully 45, UV 40. Left side of the floor for Ettinger. Jake will find Tyler as the two cousins go back and forth at the top of the key, and now a reach-in foul on Jackson. Jackson was being aggressive there late in the game, going for the foul. Going for the steal, and he picked up his fourth foul. Here's the team foul situation. UV with six, Tully with four. Tully with a five-point lead, 45-30. The season hanging in the balance here for UV with 3.5 to go. Tully with the basketball. They'll get it to the high post for Crawford. Down low for Catino. A good pump fake. Can't get the shot to go. Gets his own rebound. Second shot won't go. And a rebound for Jackson. Boy, two point-blank opportunities for Tully. They couldn't put it away. Back up the floor for Dye. Now for Wyatt Gray. Gray holding on to it. Back for Jackson. Jackson throws up a shot. Won't get it to go. Tough shot there by Jackson. Wyatt Gray passed up a great-looking opportunity just to get it to him. With 3 minutes to go in the fourth, UV still trailing 45-40. Right side of the floor now for Tully. They go down low with the right low block for Crawford. It's stolen away by Dante Dye. Head now for Wyatt Gray. Gray puts on the brakes, holding on to it. Takes it to the baseline now on the left side. Gray trying to be smart with it. Goes back up for Dye. Back over for Jackson. UV needs a bucket on this possession. Trying to cut it into the lead. Back out for Jackson. Deep NBA three for Jackson. Rattles out. Rebound loose on the floor. Out of bounds. Stays with UV. Last touch by Catino of Tully. Much to the delight of the UV student section here in front of us. With 2.5 to go in the fourth quarter. It is Tully 45 and UV 40. Wyatt Gray will inbound the basketball underneath here for the Storm. Looking for options. Into the corner for a wide open Jackson for three off the back of the rim and no good. Jackson with another good look that wouldn't go down. Up the floor here for Tully. Here is Edinger. Tyler back to Jake with 2:20 to go. Tully leading UV by 5, 45-40 in the New York State Class C Boys Quarterfinals. Winner goes to the State Final Four. Back to the top of the key. Here for Edinger. To the high post for Crawford. Turnaround shot is good. Crawford was wide open, and the 6'7" big man buries it. He's got 13. Timeouts taken by Tully with exactly 2 minutes to go in the fourth. It's Tully 47, UV 40. We'll be right back on CDO.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otigo is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otigo today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sundays from 7 to 3. Good luck, area athletes from Jake's Deli of Otigo.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Law with you on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. Some other special sponsors today include RC Sales Service and Towing of Sydney, as well as Barnard's Hometown Hardware. Out of the timeout, UV with a long three from Dante Dye. That's no good. A rebound for Tully with a minute 50 to go in the fourth quarter, and now a foul on UV. It's going to be their seventh team foul, and so heading to the line to shoot here will be, let's see, is it going to be Crawford? I'm not sure. With a minute 49 to go. Tully trying to hold on. They took down Cooperstown in the Section 3 Class C final. 49-48. They survived at the buzzer as Jack Lambert for Cooperstown missed a three-pointer at the buzzer. So stepping to the line here for Tully will be Evan Rapp. Third straight year that Tully was in the Section 3 championship game. As Rapp gets the first to go, he now has 4 points. They had lost the previous 2 years to Cooperstown. This year they get over the hump, and now they run into UV from Section 4, and they're trying to pull away here late in this game. They now lead 48-40 with a minute 50 to go. Second shot at the line is good for Evan Rapp. The senior pushes the lead to 9 with a minute 45 to go. Jackson to the top of the key. Now for Wyatt Gray. Steps up for 3. It's short. Rebound for Crawford for Tully, and he's fouled with a minute 39 to go. Tully 49, UV 40. And Crawford will be heading to the line. Some other special sponsors for our coverage today include NBT Bank, Payne's Cranes of Bainbridge, as well as Quality Hardwoods and Twin Valley Finish Lumber of Sydney. Crawford will step to the line with 13 points. Tully trying to book their tickets to the arena in Binghamton a week from today. for the New York State Class C Boys Final Four. Crawford to the line. First shot is good. Crawford now with 14. One local team that we do know is going to Hudson Valley next weekend is the Delhi girls, winning today 51-29 against Eldred, the champions of Section 9. And then we'll have the BG girls tipping off here at 5 o'clock against Syracuse Academy of Science to see if they can join them. Crawford goes 2 out of 2. He's got 15, and it's Tully 51, UV 40. Here's Dante Dye. Gets into the paint, back out for Reifenberg. And now for Andrew Jackson for 3. It's short. Rebound for Dante Catino with a minute 25 to go. A steal, though, by Wyatt Gray. Gray will dish one off for Reifenberg. Didn't get there in time. Stolen away by Crawford, and a timeout is taken. With 1:22 to go in the fourth, it's Tully 51, UV 40. We'll step away and be right back on WCDO.
Feeling lucky? Well, you should, because Bob's Diner in Bainbridge will be serving their famous corned beef and cabbage special Thursday and Friday, March 16th and 17th. Tina's specially prepared corned beef and cabbage is like none other and includes red skin potatoes, carrots, grilled corn muffin, and apple crisp. Enjoy it for lunch or dinner, Friday and Saturday, March 16th and 17th. It's the very best corned beef and cabbage around. Try it. We think you'll agree. At Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lull with you, live in the fourth quarter with the score 51-40. Tully on top of the UV boys, live from SRC Arena at Onondaga Community College. Tully will have the basketball out of the timeout. UV with some full court pressure. And a steal here by Jackson on the inbound, but Crawford just got his hand in there as well. A jump ball is going to give the possession. It'll keep it with Tully, it looks like. Again, a minute 20 to go in the fourth. 51-40, the score. Tully will keep the basketball. Foul situation, UV with 8, Tully with 4. Does the magical end, the run of UV end here this afternoon? We will see. Tully with the basketball in the backcourt. Dante Dye with a reach-in foul. I believe this is going to be the fifth foul on Dante Dye. With the score, Tully 51 and UV 40. Dante Dye, the senior, had a heck of a career here for UV football and basketball. Dye will head to the bench with a minute 18 to go. He will foul out. Caleb Parker back in for UV. The core of this UV team will be back next year. When you look down the roster, Dye, a senior that they will miss, but Jackson's a junior, Reifenberg a junior, Gray a junior, Osborne a freshman, Parker a sophomore. So a lot is coming back. You get 4 out of 5 starters. Foul shot is off the mark here for Tully, so quickly back up the floor for the Storm. Here's Wyatt Gray for 3. It's off the mark. Didn't have enough spice on that one. Ball out of bounds. It will stay with UV with a minute 8 to go in the fourth quarter. Again, Tully 51, UV 40. On the baseline, here for Wyatt Gray. Looking for options. Goes to Reifenberg. Turnaround shot is blocked by Crawford. Right into the hands of Wyatt Gray. His three-pointer's off the mark. A rebound for Tully. Quickly back up the floor. Tyler Edinger puts it up, and it won't go, but he is fouled with 59 seconds to go, and he'll head to the line. So UV down to a minute left in their season, unless they had some crazy magic up their sleeves. They trail by 11 here with a minute to go. What a great season here for UV. The MAC was so tough this year with Sydney, UV, Delhi, as well as Walton, just all being neck and neck. And for UV to head into the sectional tournament, I'm telling you, Section 4 Class D boys basketball is just a gauntlet to get through. So to win that is truly amazing. You have all the IAC teams that are just so scrappy, so physical, so tough. Second shot is good here for Tyler Edinger. He has 7. It's 52-40. It's quite an accomplishment for UV to get here today. Here's Jackson with an NBA 3. That's off the back of the rim. Ball is loose. Jackson with a foul with 48 seconds to go. And Jackson to this has not been his day. He'll finish with 6 points here, it looks like. He will pick up his fifth foul. Jackson will head to the bench. Tough day here for Jackson. Gets a hug from Coach Osborne as well as his dad, John Jackson, on the far side. 48 seconds to go, and Tully to the line, looking to put the icing on the cake as they have a 12-point lead. Edinger, first shot is good for Tyler Edinger. He has 8. UV had a 4-point lead at the half, 27-23, but a monster third quarter for Tully. Helped to build the lead. UV started to chip away at it in the third, into the fourth quarter. But it was just too much here of Tully late in this game. It's the second foul shot. It's good as 54-40. This is a much closer game than the final score is going to show. Wyatt Gray into the corner, outside the three-point line with 35 seconds left. Gray is fouled with 36 seconds left. He's a little slow to get up here off the floor. Boy, you would hate to see an injury late in the game. Appears to be okay. Make sure you stay tuned. We'll have our post-game show coming up as well. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. And the 5 o'clock tip will be coming up between the BG Girls and Syracuse Academy of Science, the champion of Section 3. So we'll take a short break in between this game and that contest, but it's going to be a fun night ahead of girls basketball with BG and SAS. UV gets the ball in. Charles Morgan with a shot. That's off the mark. Tully with a rebound. They'll bring it up the floor with 25 seconds left across the half-court timeline for Dante Catino. Tully is going to weather the storm here today and move on to the state Final Four. As a foul here is on Morgan. Catino will head to the line with 20 seconds to go. Standing ovation by the Tully crowd on the far side. As Catino heads to the line with Tully up by 14. Catino, first shot is good. So Catino now with 5 points. And it's 55-40. Again, this was a much closer game. It was pretty much a 5-point game either way throughout as Catino gets the second one to go. Catino now with 6 points. It's 56-40, down to 15 seconds left. UV looking for perhaps the final shot here to get a couple extra points on the board. Gray, no, taken away by Edinger. And Edinger is going to dribble out the clock, and Tully will hang on for a 56-40 victory over Unadilla Valley, and Tully is going to the New York State Boys Class D Final Four. Post-game show coming up. We'll be right back on CDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport. Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Well, welcome back one last time here to SRC Arena, live from Onondaga Community College for our boys contest. Don't go too far, though, as we'll be back for a 5 o'clock tip-off between BG and Syracuse Academy of Science in the girls' game. Our final score here, the Tully boys, the champions of Section 3, take down UV 56-40. Again, so our final score, 56-40. Here's our scoring summary. First for Tully, they have 19 points from Jake Edinger, 15 points from Joe Crawford, 9 from Tyler Edinger, 6 from Dante Catino, 5 from Evan Rapp, and 2 from Colin Fuan. On the other side for UV, a game high, or a team high, 15 points, I should say, from Levi Reifenberg, 9 from Dante Dye, 8 from Wyatt Gray, 6 from Andrew Jackson, and 2 from Cameron Osborne. Get into our three awards here today. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course, brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. We'll give that today to Levi Reifenberg from the UV Storm. 15 points for Levi. I thought he was key today for the Storm and had a bunch of baskets there in that first half, which really propelled UV to the lead. Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. We'll give that today to Wyatt Gray. I thought he was great on the defensive side for UV and had his hands full down low dealing with some of those big guys. And they really shut Crawford down early in that first half. I know he had 10 points at halftime, but they made him work for it. So we'll give Wyatt Gray a Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award today. Finally, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. We'll get that to Dante Dye today from UV. 9 points for Dye. Hit those big-time three-pointers right when everybody needed them on the UV side, including the one right off the front of the contest here today. Nailed a big one there to really get the momentum on the side for UV. They controlled things in the first half. This was a game that UV could have won here today. It just didn't go their way, and sometimes when you get to the state tournament, that happens because everybody is that good at this level. So again, our final score, Tully takes down Unadilla Valley 56-40. We're going to take a small break. We should be back in about 15 to 20 minutes as we get you set for the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show for the BG girls taking on Syracuse Academy of Science. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo, our in-game producer back in Sydney at our Main Street CDO studios. We'll be back in a little bit. UV boys end their season with a 56-40 loss to Tully. BG girls coming up on CDO.